The Entertainment Earth Podcast with Adam Paulus.
Hey, everybody. This is Adam Paulus for the Entertainment Earth Podcast, a video game edition for December 4th, 2009. The year's almost over. Anyway, this week in video games, we don't sell them. I just like to talk about them. Wii downloads include many games which you may not be interested in. Maybe you will. Combat Tribe, Solomon's Key, the arcade version, Tales of Monkey Island 4, My Zoo, Copter Crisis, Christmas Clicks, and last week, BitTrip Void, Harvest Moon, My Little Shop, Learning with the Puyus, Episode 1, Little Tournament Over Yonder, Super Mario Kart, and A Boy and His Blob. Mario Kart, of course, being the Super NES version. A Boy and His Blob being the NES version. Those are two arguable classics. So if you got Wii points and you gotta play something old school, I would recommend both of those to you, although probably everyone else that I know would not recommend A Boy and His Blob to you. I am just that much of a masochist. You know, it's a very difficult game. On the Nintendo DSi, in the past 2 weeks, your downloads include Photo Face, The Face Stealer Strikes, Bookworm, which I actually hear is pretty cool, Master of Illusion Express, Mind Probe, Sudoku Challenge, Castle of Magic, My Notebook Blue, Electroplankton Luminero, Sun Animalcule, Luminal Loop, Marine Crystals, and Varvoice. These games just have ridiculous names. I feel old. Xbox 360 in the last 2 weeks, you can get Call of Duty Classic and Madden Arcade. Also, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 this week is down 40% off, so it's only like $3 if you don't have it yet. The game Kix from Taito is rumored for next week. Kix is a classic arcade game, which you've probably played a variation on. It involves you having a little spark, and you can draw in an entire screen, and you fill up a certain percentage, and you win. It's a good old-timey arcade fun, if you're liking old arcade games like I do. On the PlayStation 3 this week, you can also get Call of Duty Classic, so you won't be left out of your Xbox brethren. And the PS1 games you can download are Command & Conquer Red Alert Retaliation, Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, Command & Conquer Fighting Force, Backstreet Billiards, and International Track and Field. And on the PSP, you can also get those games, in addition to Beta Block, Pocket Super Tennis, MX vs. ATV Reflex, Tekken 6, Little Big Planet PSP, and the PSP Minis, Fortrix, Pinball Fantasies, Blast Off, Balloons, Cahoots, and Let's Golf. Duh! It's a lot of stuff. Also, the rumor was finally confirmed by a French magazine, assuming the French magazine is telling the truth. I can't remember which one it is. I just read about this, that apparently it's true that Michael Jackson did compose some music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Not a lot of it. Some of the tunes were used as bass lines in future Michael Jackson songs, but that's just an interesting and bizarre piece of video game history. I mean, who knew that Michael Jackson would work on a Genesis game? That's, I think, unprecedented. I mean, the dude from Supertramp did the music on Space Quest 3, but other than that, there's not that many crossovers, especially in the 8 and 16-bit eras of video games. New at Entertainment Earth! Halo! We have a Halo of a lot of Halo. Dismissing the lousy pun, your new Halo figures from McFarlane include, and I might be pronouncing these wrongs, Tartarus, Elite Fight Yellow, Oni Operative Dare, Blue Rogue Spartan, Sergeant Forge in camo, yet another Master Chief, Marine Green Camo, Buck, Spartan Mark VI in black, a Brute Captain, a Spartan EOD in white, Elite Aesthetic in red, and an Arbiter named Ripamori something. I don't play these games, I'm very sorry. Anyway, also the Metroid Prime Gunship statue, delayed for ages, is due next spring from First for Figures. Pre-orders on all of these items for retail or wholesale inquiries, if you have a store, don't forget to contact EE Distribution. These are all open right now, so you can order these things for you or for your store. Enjoy. That's it for this week in Entertainment Earth's Video Game Podcast. I have been your host, Adam Paulus. I was going to talk about Super Mario Bros. Wii, but I want to play it some more before I do. So far, so good. Very good. Good times. Actually, just consider this a review. Go ahead and buy it. It's great. It's if you've played any old Mario games, this is sort of combining the elements of Mario 3, Mario World, and the DS New Super Mario Brothers. It's a nice little package, kind of expensive, still playing through it, but for $50, I have to say, easily some of the most fun I've had this year, right up there with Street Fighter 4. So, check it out. See you all next time. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, and I will see all of you next week, if I'm here, which I assume I will be.